Race It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 11th and the whole week ahead. Big full moon and in the sign of Leo, great for you because it means that over the next 2 weeks you can make a lot of choices and you can come to conclusions about your love life, about anything to do with children, babies, all so many things that is all to do with your heart. So whatever lies within your heart now, the next 2 weeks you can actually draw a conclusion and make things right and sort things out. And here's your Sunday stars. With the Sun and Jupiter beautifully connected now, this is good if you need to sort out a number of things concerning a relationship, but it's also particularly good for looking towards the future. Now remember yesterday you had that full moon in Leo, and if you didn't hear me talk about it, then spool back and you can see what I said. Because this is a time of great conclusions. It's a time to draw a chapter to a close in your life so that something new and wonderful can begin. Here's your Monday stars. Because the moon's in the sign of Virgo, you've got to be particularly careful when it comes to health matters. The square to Saturn means that you could well be needing a rest, needing to lie low, needing to get away from certain things that are causing you stress and tension. The last 2 days has a lot of very good energy around you, but sometimes you can be worn out or you have to lie low because of things from the past that you didn't get rid of when you should have. Do it now. Here's your Tuesday stars. Excellent aspect between the Sun and Saturn. Great common sense this aspect brings. And if you're thinking of planning for the future, looking ahead, plans, ideas, hopes, wishes, dreams, by being very pragmatic and very down to earth about things now, you can get everything done that you wanted to. It's one of those very, very good couple of days, actually, when if you really use your mind in a very down to earth way, it can come up with great, great future conclusions. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon's in the sign of Libra, and for you that means relationships. It's a hodgepodge of aspects around you now, so therefore don't do anything that basically is going to be too pressured or difficult when it comes to a partnership. You're much better to be free and easy and light and bright with today's stars. I suppose the only problem then is somebody might think you're not taking things too seriously. But it is one of those days to be a little bit light on your feet when it comes to a relationship. And here's your Thursday stars. Excellent aspect between Mercury and Mars. More about the future. You can see how these stars are going for you this week. It's about looking ahead. It's about bringing things to a conclusion. It's about tying up loose ends and then moving on to something new. And Mercury and Mars is very good for incisive thought and decisive action. Speedy energy now is whizzing through your brain and mind, and you should use it well. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon in Scorpio, there's always an intensity with the moon in Scorpio, and there's certain things that you need to be careful about. Psychologically, it's not too bad a day because you're much more on par. But there is somebody around who is coming up with wild and mad ideas. Maybe they're obsessed. Maybe they're doubtful. Maybe they're pushing you too far. But the stars around you now, be a little bit careful of somebody else's motives.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.